Highly radioactive waste is piling up at three current or former nuclear power plants in Wisconsin. A government-built storage dump proposed for Nevada and a proposed private site in Utah may eventually take in waste from many U.S. nuclear sites, if the spent fuel could be safely transported. A study commissioned by the National Research Council says the safety risk of sending waste mostly by train is generally low. But panel chairperson Neil Lane says the public needs early information about the transportation routes.
To allow the states and communities and tribal governments time to establish early responder communities and otherwise prepare the citizens of those communities for a transportation program that's going to start. So the sooner is better here.
Lane says the public should be left in the dark about precise timing of shipments and their exact road or rail. But it's the panel that was kept partly blindfolded about the potential terrorism threat to shipping nuclear waste. The Bush administration kept some information classified. So the committee says another study needs to be done with all panel members receiving full security clearance. But a watchdog group says this week's report is incomplete because of the lack of details about security. Kevin Camps of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service also says there may be technical concerns about transporting nuclear fuel, especially if the government would allow shipping by barge on Lake Michigan.
Because the containers to be used have not been adequately tested for an accident scenario such as a sinking of a barge.
Camps also says rail shipments would carry a higher risk than the report concludes. He says for now it's better to leave the radioactive waste near the nuclear plants. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.